The electric eels of Parramatta.
Oh, the dummy by Kenny. He's going to go up the corner. Look at Ferguson coming across and cover. And it's Kenny from a flinkage bounce. Scores a try on the corner. Sterling on his own. Sterling looking for a hat trick. Can he get there? It's a hat trick for Sterling.
The eels have won it. Mr. Perpetual Motion and Mr. Nice Guy, Michael Cronin. The siren has sounded and Parramatta has taken out their third premiership in a row. The Eels of Parramatta still rule supreme over the rugby league scene here in Sydney.
Hello and welcome to the Parramatta's podcast. My name is Bernie and joined this week we have our good mate Jono, who is filling in for Barry. Jono, how are you going, young'un?
Hey Bernie, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good. Fantastic victory for the boys this week. Any victory against Manly? There was a little bit of, I don't know. It was, people were whinging at the end of the game. There were a bit of weird calls made in our favour, it has to be said. But you make contact to the head. We got stuffed around with dill bags against the Roosters when someone ducked their head into a shot. So, you know, we've got to get ours back. I'm, of course, referring to the try with 2 minutes to go. And Mitchie Boy had the kick with the rain pelting down, as you just said, a second ago. And he actually managed to ice it and won us a game. And I think it was a massive step forward for us as a team. And if you saw the interviews with Mitchie Boy afterwards, he was saying that he wanted it. He was ready for it. He was calling for it. And good signs. Did you enjoy the game? I know you did, but how much did you enjoy the game, I should say?
I enjoyed the end of the game because about halfway through the game, I wasn't having the best time. But I tell you what, mate, it's so good to get one over the old enemy, and it's so good to have the referees in our pocket for once.
They were,
actually,
weren't they?
Getting the rub of the green on our side against the Silvertails. So I was very happy. And yeah, Mitch from the sideline in the rain, an iconic moment for Combank Stadium.
It was.
You know, he, good for his confidence, good for our confidence. Yeah. And one you can watch back on repeat a few times and have a good chuckle and a smile about.
When you know how it ends, yeah, as you said, halfway through, it started to get a bit of, we almost lost the game, to be fair. If it wasn't a high shot in the last few minutes, they basically won. So,
yes,
you know, we've still got lots to work on. It was still, you know, I don't know, it was a good game. It was weird. I enjoyed the game, but we just weren't converting all of our opportunities. And, you know, I think that people were saying that Manly were the better team or not, but I thought we were the better team. I don't know. I suppose it depends which camp you sit. Obviously, we're going to think the boys, but we were messaging during the game going, this is not going to end well. We could see it. You know, it was just like, this is not going to end well. And for it to end well, it's a very good sign. Very good sign for us moving forward. Like, it's more than the 2 points. This is a step forward in Mitch icing a game. If he had missed that kick, you know, there's a couple of games this year that he could have won for us off the boot in the last few minutes. And the big names got to step up at the end of the game, and that's what he did. And he's getting better and better. He is just on fire. So it's even against the Roosters, he was on fire. Like, he hasn't had a bad game for a long time. You've got to start throwing it out there. I mean, do you stick him in the Origin team? I don't know. Like, I'm quite happy with him not playing Origin. Like, I just don't want him to get injured. I'm quite happy with Cleary and Luai to represent the Blues. I mean, they've got the Penrith combination. Let's not mess with that. Obviously, you as a Queenslander couldn't give a rat's ass what we do. But from a Parramatta point of view, it's probably best that Mitch sits out just to give his body the break.
Yeah, the less Eels that play Origin, the better for mine. You know, I don't think Mitch will play. I think he'll be the second choice if Nathan Cleary gets injured. I think Reg and Junior are going to be close to playing Origin, though. And Reed Marty will be the second.
Junior's a shoe-in.
Yeah.
I think Reg has done enough. And I'm not sure that Freddie's going to go down that avenue, but I think Reg is definitely an Origin forward and he's up for the contest. As I heard you saying, Marnie in there is like reports today that Harry Grant has injured himself. So I don't know. You know, it's funny because it's Melbourne, but from you as a Queenslander, you'd obviously not be too happy. So, yeah, I don't know. I think if Marnie's ready to step up, I think, for Origin.
Yeah, he is. As a Queenslander, I'm chomping at the bit for Reed Marnie to pull on an Origin jersey.
I am too.
To prove that he's an Origin-level player, because he is an Origin-level player.
He so is. He's so an Origin player, and he's... as a Parramatta fan and a New South Welshman, I would be secretly barracking for him to have a good game. I think he's a fantastic player, and so upset once again, keep saying that we're losing him. But we haven't really bought anyone. I saw today that we bought someone. Did you see we bought someone today?
No, I haven't heard, mate.
Yeah. We bought one of the Panthers. Forwards who can't get a start with them. Where is he? Let's have a quick look. Oh, I forgot his name. Can't find him. Yeah, we've apparently bought one of the Panthers forwards. I'm not going to be able to find
him. Right.
Yeah. Is it Isaiah Hopgood? Something like that.
Hopgood?
Hopgood?
Maybe. Yeah. The name's, that's sort of a familiar name.
Yeah, it's definitely Hopgood. But
yeah, anyway, right. It looks that's like cool.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a gun. He's supposed to be, you know, you can understand if he's being kept out of the team. Jermaine Hopgood, there it is. Jermaine Hopgood, Panthers forward, reportedly signed with the Eels for the 2023 onwards. And he's meant to be a bit of a gun. And he's just being obviously kept out of that because of that Panthers side. It's pretty bloody good.
Such a good depth in that Panthers side. I mean, that's good. I mean, because we're just losing so much cattle, but it also means that we just have so much money sitting there doing nothing. And yep. I've been querying what we're doing with that money, because I know Gutho and Junior and Reg all re-signed, and Mike Acevo extended his contract till the end of next season as well.
I think we've got to save a bit of money for Brown to re-sign him, because he's going to want the coin. And he's worth the coin now.
Dillbags, you mean?
What did I say?
Well, you said Brown, and my immediate thought was
sorry.
Nathan.
Yeah, sorry, I meant Dylan Brown. Yeah,
Nathan Brown's taking a step backwards this year, man. But
Yeah, Dylan, we don't need anybody to hang on to Brownie. Brownie wants to stay with us, I think. So he might need to take a pay cut. He's towards the end of his career, I guess, as a forward. He's still playing great. I'm so happy with Nathan Brown. But Dillbags is who I was referring to. We need coin to keep him. We've signed, retained Gutho.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're at with Moses, but we're going to have to give him some more coin too. So if that's the plan, I don't mind. But we need some forwards, because the backs can't do shit unless the forwards are going forward. And so it's a good sign that we're buying a young forward. And we're not just, you know, buying the old forwards. So Jermaine Hopgood, I don't know anything about him, but most of the comments are saying that, you know, it's a good signing for us. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to have a look. Have to have a look and see how good he is. But
we'll Google
apparently
some
the Dolphins
highlights
on him as well. The Dolphins apparently after him as well. So we might. We'll see if we can hang on.
Well, the Dolphins want Mitch Moses. I keep hearing his name pop up all over the shop, linking him with the Dolphins. But
well, Maddow was up there this week. So Maddow had been spotted. Has been spotted up at the Dolphins' home ground getting the tour. So,
oh dear,
I know. I don't like losing. I think we really needed to keep Murata. Like, if he wanted to go and play in New Zealand, that's fair enough. But we really needed to keep him if it was doable. And the Iceman, we needed to keep. They're just so good. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. cry about losing money with those guys. You just pay them what they want. I mean,
I would have been okay with losing one of the two if it meant keeping the other one.
Agreed.
Maybe I would have been more comfortable losing Morata if it meant keeping Isaiah Papali'i.
Yeah, agreed.
But the fact that I wanted to keep
Morata, I think it was important to keep Morata, and I would have been happy losing Mano to keep Morata. I mean, Morata's a beast, like, you know, and he has that potential to fill in at the centers. And when he does, GC shuts down that wing. I mean, and we have a tendency to leak points on the wings on occasion. And if BA, you know, has Morata in his pocket, he's like, oh, I'm leaking points down the right wing. I don't know why. All right, just stick Morata there and we'll work it out later. You know what I mean? And he just stems the flow, you know, and it's just, you're not getting past him. He's so powerful. So,
I know, and Mato as well, you know, his last 2-3 games have been phenomenal, Ryan Madison.
They have been, he's been playing for a contract. So,
yeah, exactly.
He may have just upped his game. But I fully agree. The last few, that's why they're talking about him for Origin now. Like, he's playing that good. He's playing that good.
Yeah.
You'd stick him in Origin. He's just absolutely playing out of his skin. So,
yeah, there's a lot of boys with dollar signs in their eyes lately, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. So, team list Tuesday this week. The big news, of course, is that Wonga Blake is back and he goes straight to the wing. Now, I find it, I agree with the decision. I think it's a good decision because he's such an athlete. I think that he can take 6 weeks off and then just come straight back into it. Like, he's so fit. Whereas I think that Sivo needs a few games to get his fitness level up because he's so big. Yeah. And I think that Sean Russell misses out. It's a bit unfortunate for him because he's good to go now as well. So I don't know. I mean, do you agree with putting Wonga back on the wing ahead of Sean Russell?
I do, but when Mike is ready to go, do we drop Bailey Simonton as well, which is also another unfair thing to do because I don't think Bailey's been playing particularly badly either. I think Tom Opacek...
Tom Opacek, yeah, I think Tom's going to get
the gonna lose shot. Out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Reliable is going to lose out and they'll put Wonga back in the centers, I think.
And Tom Opacek hasn't been terrible. Like, he's been serviceable. He's been good.
He's one of those players, you know, they say they say that you can tell if a referee's had a good game if you're unaware that he's in the game. You know what I mean? Like, because he hasn't made any calls. He's just the games. And Tom Opacek is like that. It's like you don't really – you put him in there and he just does his job. He's Mr. Reliable. And he's above par. He always does. He puts it in a little bit more, and you know. So it's not like he's making mistakes. I think he's solid as. He's good in defense, good in attack, and
I mean,
that's it.
I feel bad, but I mean, he got binned against the Roosters at Magic Round, and then he came back on, and it's like I didn't notice the difference when he was off the field as to when he was back on it. I feel bad, but I guess he's just so tradesman like in what he does. But he hasn't been terrible. I mean, we said, you know, maybe he's the short straw. He's not quite a first grade center, but in our, you know, in our time of need of needing a center, he's been good. He's been good.
He's been very solid, and I think Wonga has that. He's fast and elusive, and he's got a bit more in attack. But I think defensively, you know, I don't know. He's been a bit questionable sometimes in defence. He does have the ability to run out of the line and shut down a play, but sometimes he misses the tackle. And
He's better aerially than Hayes Perham proves.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say better aerially than Tom, and I'm like, Tom doesn't jump. What are you talking about?
He's better. That too.
Yeah. Well, Hayes misses out. He's back to New South Wales Cup. I think he was a good fill-in. I think he was solid considering he's not a winger. He's playing centres at New South Wales Cup. I think he's been named at four.
That's an odd choice.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird because They've got Jordan Rankin at fullback, and I think Hayes' preferred position is fullback. So, and they've got, obviously, Jake is at seven. They've got a new guy. He may not be new, but I was not aware of him. They've got a new guy at playing at six. So, I don't know. I'll bring up the team list. Oh, no, that's not the New South Wales Cup.
Because I know Jordy Rankin was 5'8 for ages. He was the one basically leading the team around the park with Jake Arthur shadowing him. So I'm surprised that they've picked Rankin at fullback of all positions over Hayes Perham. So they must have a lot of faith in this new guy.
So it's Jack A. Williams. Are you familiar with him? Jack A. Williams is
Never heard of him.
I'm not familiar with him at all. So Jordan's at fullback, Sivo on one wing, the flaming mullet, Zach Sini. Yeah. I want him to get a game. I'm a big fan. He's at three, Hayes Perham's at four, Sean Russell at five. And then you got Jack A. Williams and Jake Arthur. That's a pretty good bloody...
That's a solid back line for a cup team.
And in the forwards, they've got Wiramoo Greg, Bryce Cartwright, Kai Rodwell. So That's a solid cup team. That is a solid cup team.
That would be worth the admission of getting in early and watching those boys run around, I reckon.
Well, it's they're playing in Canberra. So they're playing before. It's Sunday 1:45. So if you are going down to the game, I reckon I would definitely get there early to see that, because that's a handy side, I tell you what.
That is a handy cup side.
Yeah. So basically, Wonga Blake's been named back in the wing. Now, Isaiah Papali'i has been moved to lock, and Maradona Correa's to the second row. Why do you think that he has reshuffled the lock? Because he had the Iceman at lock, then he had Nathan Brown first, then he had Maddo, you're right. Sorry, he had Maddo at lock, and now the Iceman. So
something's up with Brownie.
Yeah, it's Brownie.
He was not that great. He wasn't that great against the Roosters. I remember him not being very impactful at Magic Round. I don't remember too much of his game, even against Manly too.
Yeah.
And now that he's been dropped to the bench. I don't know. Is he hurt?
He's not really an impact player, is he? He's more of a old Mr. Reliable. I don't know. I want to talk about Oregon Kafusi a bit. Like, because he's going to Cronulla next year, I would prefer to see the guys who are staying in the team get a starting spot. Like, I would much rather see Kai Rodwell get in, or the stop sign get in. I've got to be careful with my nicknames, because no one knows what the hell I'm talking. We're a move, Greg the stop sign.
There's no Chisholm fans listening, mate.
There's no Chisholm fans left in the world. This is serious, man. It was Greg the stop sign. It was a fantastic song. Greg the stop sign. He is a stop sign. He's very hard to run through. But I don't mind. My big thing is I don't like people being played out of position, and no one's really getting played out of position at the moment. So maybe Wonga on the wing is out of position. Like, you could argue that Sean Russell should be on the wing because he's a legit winger. That could be a valid argument. But that being said, Wonga filled in for a couple of weeks, and he did a fantastic job on the wing. So I'm happy with
him. Well, you've made your personal argument about Wonga Blake is a winger. And he very much is a winger in the way he plays. So
he's fast. He doesn't like to pass. And he can leap, and at the end of the day, I'll take that any day. I mean, Sivo's a much different winger. He's from 10 metres out, you pass him the ball, he'll barge over, and he's a pretty good finisher. Wonga had a few games where he struggled with finishing. He started to do a bit of diving and stuff, but he really settled into the role, and big fan of him on the wing. So I'm hoping
I've still got visions of his intercept try at at Combank against the Dragons, yeah. That 80 meter pick and run. That was great.
I mean, I know it sounds silly,
he's
but
so fast.
Oh my God. Like, he's just so fluent. Like, it's just, it looks so effortless. Like, he's just, the way he runs is incredible.
And the semi-final here last year against the Panthers, when they put that kicker, it was right in front of us where we were sitting down the end, and the ball bounced up over Dylan Edwards' head and he just charged and just leapt over Dylan Edwards and scored that try. It was effortless athleticism at its finest. It's so good to watch in person. It really is. He's
really a beast. You see him on the field and you just see him running. It's just like, oh my God, like what an athlete.
He's a monster.
He really is.
But I think we're probably 2 or 3 weeks away from Markey coming back. I think Opacek will be dropped, and I think Longer will take his place back in the centres for the returning Marcus Vivo in that number two jersey.
Yeah, I don't think Bailey deserves to be dropped. I think he's done enough to retain that winger spot.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, he's put in the effort, and he's getting better and better. So it's if you drop him. Drop him for the year, you know what I mean? Like, you don't drop him and then bring him back in a couple of weeks because he's going to go backwards. He's getting better and better. I'm very happy with his progression, actually. So I guess when Sivo comes back, as we said, Wonga goes back into the centres, Tom Opacek probably has to miss out. But the rest of the
Unfortunate is being dropped for the year, but yeah, I think Tom Opacek might struggle to get back into first grade once Micah and Co are back.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. He might be...
But, you know, he's played his part very well.
He has. Very impressed. So on the bench, we've got Maka Maka, Ryan Madison, Oregon Kafusi, Nathan Brown. I'm pretty happy with that. But once again, we've gone with all forwards. We don't really have a utility in there. Bryce Cartwright's at 18. He keeps missing out. Anyway. So the forwards... Canberra team, it's always hard to go down to Canberra and beat them down there. We've always struggled to do that. And yes. I think they had a good game on the weekend. And Xavier Savage at fullback, I like him there, but he's got a lot of errors in his game. So I think he's going to struggle under Mitchie's bombs. So
hopefully.
With a bit of luck. But they have Jamal Fogarty back. So he's back from injury this week. So they got their number 7 back. That'll make a huge difference to them, I think. But they've got a good team, Joseph Tappany and Jack White, and obviously getting ready for Origin. He wants to be playing well. So,
He wants that 14 jersey.
Back.
And they're coming off that. Well. They're coming off that good win, too. Like, they played with a lot of confidence last week. That try they scored with all those no look flick passes was.
Corey Horsbrough.
The
Horsbrough with a flick pass. Geez, I'm a fan of Horsbrough. I love the Horsbrough.
He's forever going to be the crying meme.
He's going to be the big cry baby. With Matto. Matto was looking at him like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. He wanted to punch on with Matto. Matto's like, I didn't do anything. Like, he was having a big cry. I like him. I don't know. It's...
Something about a big angry ragger, isn't it?
It's good fun. And to see a good flick pass, you know, imagine if the flick pass missed. I mean, he would have got absolutely crucified. Like, you know, so I like the horse, bro. Can't say that.
No, I mean, even at Magic Round when the Warriors were, I think they were playing the Sharks, and everyone at the stands is like, it's horse, bro. Like, he's got a bit of a cult following going on, I think.
Yeah.
The big red dot.
He's a bit of a rough house. He likes to punch on, but he doesn't seem like much of a fighter. Like, it's a weird one. He's got all this pent up aggression, but he doesn't seem to have the venom. I don't know. I like him. I think
he's really angry, but he doesn't know what he's.
Sorry, mate. He doesn't know what he's angry about. He's angry at something and someone, but
he doesn't know what he's angry about.
But Matto, I mean, Matto didn't know what he had done, did he? He's like, dude, I didn't twist your knee. It wasn't me. Like, what are you both getting angry at me for?
He was just the closest person.
He was the closest person wearing an Eels jersey. So Matto had to wear it for that. I'm happy with that team, man. I'm pretty happy with it.
That bench is strong. That team is strong.
I mean, if they can rotate Sean Lane, if they can just not play him for 80 minutes, I'm pretty happy with this team. And
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, who have we got still? So we've got Sivo to come back. I don't know if Sean Russell gets back into this team.
Which is unfair on him because he had a cracking start of the year.
How many tries did he score in that game? Was it four, three or four?
He scored tries? Three tries and then got the knees in the back.
It's funny because when on the Super Coach, when you go to trade someone, he's right at the top as the best winger.
Yeah.
Because he only played the one game and he scored so many points. So it's like...
And the forgotten man as well, Hayes Dunster.
Hayes Dunster.
Haven't even spoken about him.
No, I mean, it's so unfortunate that we don't have him, but I think the boys have picked up nicely considering we don't have him. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think Sivo too is probably timing it well because Sivo seems to fade at the end of the year. So it might actually work in our favour bringing him on mid-year. And he came out and said that he needs a few more games at New South Wales Cup. So I think he's enjoying
it. And BA's going to let him.
Breather. Yeah.
So, well, BA's come out and said, we don't need Micah right now. We need him for the end of the year. So Brad Arthur's actually content with keeping him on ice for as long as possible, which is good because we were worried about it, him coming straight back into the side and, you know, Brad Arthur not showing any patience. But luckily and fortunately and using his head, that's exactly the opposite. Brad Arthur is genuinely wanting to save the batteries, it seems. So I'm happy with that decision.
Very happy with that decision. So who else have we got that's out? Well, they're all out for the year, aren't you? Like you said, Hayes is gone for the year and
Ray Stone's gone. For the year.
I don't know. So is there anyone else? There's no one else that's coming back, is there?
Mike is back, Russell's back, and Wong is back. I think that's all we were waiting for.
Yeah, just having a look. So it says, Ray Stone, Hayes Dunster, season. Blake will return, and the other two are back. All right, so we're almost at full strength, man. Like, we might have timed our injuries well, just as long as we can dodge any more injuries. We've got to dodge. So we can't lose Mitch or... Gutho or Brown. I mean, we can't miss any of them. Mitch, I think Mitch is our best player at the moment. Like, Gutho's been a bit cruisy this year. He's made a few uncharacteristic errors and that, but, he's been carrying us for so many years. He's entitled to it. So he's there when we need him. And I think Mitchy Boyce is ready. I think he's primed, ready to go. And that conversion from the sideline, he had to get one of those. He had to win us a game, and he did it. And, all the effort that he's put in off the park, all the practice and everything. So I was very happy because it did worry me. Who were we playing where? I think it was Panthers. So against the Panthers, he threw the bullet pass out wide, and it was. So
yes.
2 minutes to go, he needed to shut that game down. He needed some game management, and he needs to step up with 2 minutes to go, and he needs to be the person we get the ball to make the right decisions. So that was a big step towards that, I think. And I'm happy.
He's good at icing games, and we've got comfortable leads. Unfortunately, most of our games this year, we haven't had comfortable leads.
No, we always seem to let them back.
They've been really tight games. Like, all of our wins are within 2 to 6 points. I mean, it's been
our losses have been between a few points. So we're not
that Cowboys game.
I missed that one. I was on the boat that week, remember? So that was the one game I didn't see. It's probably the one game I missed in the last 3 years or something. So I think I timed it well to not see that one. And I don't know, like, the Cowboys are good, though. The Cowboys, what they did to the Storm. Now, Storm having Harry Grant at halfback was ridiculous, and I don't know if they had any choice or not. I don't know what the hell Billy H was thinking. I know Jerome was out. I don't know what's going on with them. I'm convinced that, Storm are going to bloody fall away a bit, but and I was saying that from the start of the year. So I didn't say it from the start of the year that they're going to struggle.
What was your prediction on that, by the way?
I said that they'd miss the eight, so I don't know if that's going to happen. I think I did clarify and said, look, they're probably going to come six, but I was just being a bit dramatic by saying they're going to miss the eight. But I can see that team's going to fall apart, and especially when they don't have Pappenhausen, they're a different team, and when they don't have Hughes, you know. Two teams that we've got to keep an eye on. Cowboys are looking good, and they've lost Taumalomo for this game coming up, and they've lost Kyle Felt as well. They're playing the Panthers. I was looking forward to that game until, you know, they really need Jason in there. And I don't know. It's still going to be a good game, but the Broncos too, we've got to keep an eye on them.
They're really good.
They are looking good. And when they got Adam Reynolds in, and now Reynolds is out again this week, so that's 2 weeks in a row. He's injury prone as well. So we don't have this problem with Mitch seems to be able to turn up every week for us at the moment. So, and Cleary seems, you know, he's missed the first few games, but he's going to have origin period. It'll be interesting to see if Adam Reynolds is fit. So if Cleary gets injured, I wonder who the second choice would be, Adam Reynolds or Mitch Moses. I'm kind of curious.
I think it's Mitch.
Reynolds is running hot, though. He is playing really well.
Nah, Freddie loves Mitch.
Freddie loves Moses. Yeah, he does. He was it was the World Cup, wasn't it? He was the coach of. He totally loves Mitch. You're right. So, yeah you might be right with that one.
It'll be Mitch. It already happened. It already happened last year when Cleary missed the game.
We lost the game.
Doesn't matter.
So,
matter. That just out of it out says that he's the second choice halfback.
Technically, he's the incumbent. He's the incumbent halfback. So I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to Origin. I'm a little bit concerned as a New South Welshman without Tommy Turbo being there, without Latrell Mitchell being there. There's a lot of points. A lot of points came from Turbo last year. He just he's a different player this year than he was last year. So I think it's kind of a bit of an equalizer. Should be some good games, I think. So I'm keen for it. But geez, it's weird that Parramatta generally doesn't have Origin players. Like we never seem to have Origin players. We seem to have one, Tony Paulo, and like Gutho can't get in that team no matter what he does. Mitch, you know, it's Maddo's, you know, they're talking about Maddo going in the team now. So I don't know.
Yeah, literally the only Parramatta permanent was Nathan Whitelash, but he retired a while ago. So I think Junior's a lock. I think Junior will definitely be there.
Agreed.
And Reed Marnie if Harry Grant is hurt, and Mitch Moses if Nathan Cleary is somehow hurt. But so
I would love for Reed Marnie to get a run, just because once we get to the semi-finals or grand final, I want him to have some big game experience under his belt. Even if he only gets one of the Origin games, you know, we just need Harry Grant to be injured for one of the bloody games to get Mitch one big game playing for Queensland. And
that doesn't seem like outside the realm of possibility either. He's been out a few times.
Well, he's out now, already. Apparently. It's rumoured. I mean, I just read it today on Supercoach that he's injured himself at training. Who was the... someone else was a no-show at training. Who was that? Oh, I can't remember. Was it Coppo? It was one of the players that they were talking up, and he apparently hasn't turned up to training. Anyway.
Right.
I can't remember. Once again, I just saw it this afternoon. So there's a bit of drama going on off the field. I don't know if Coppo's getting picked for Queensland. They're talking him up, saying that he's going to get picked. I think he's a good player. I'd love to have him, you know, for the Eels, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's the most interesting time of the year, you know. It's not, but it's Origin. It's only must be 2 or 3 weeks away now.
It's not long, is it?
Start of June, I think. June 8th.
Yeah.
Is ringing a bell in my head.
Yeah, so 3 weeks.
That's, yeah, so the Origin teams will be named probably next week, the week after.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of competition across this weekend. Yeah. Players wanting to get their name on there, on that list.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting. Expect to see some big things.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be having a big weekend for that very reason. Everyone's going to be going for the push.
Yep.
We're, of course, playing Canberra Raiders on Sunday afternoon. Where is it? Sunday, 4:05, down in Canberra. It's going to be hard to win down there, man. I think we've obviously got got a better team than them, and we beat them last year down there. Really good victory. I think we touched them up a bit down there. So
yeah, we did.
Yeah. So, all right.
But I think I read a stat. Was it Canberra's won 9 of their last 10 against us in Canberra?
Yeah, like it's a bit of a fortress. 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fortress for them.
Yeah. So.
And they're coming off a good win, so they got confidence. But I really like the look of our 1-17 this week. So I'm confident that play to our potential, get a good high pressure start, and go from there.
So apparently Ricky has said to the Raiders to change their play style, and he's told them to just throw it around and play a bit of footy. So it worked once. I don't know if it's going to work against us because we're going to hit them pretty hard. But apparently they're going to be throwing it around, trying to play a bit of footy. And like I said, it did work for them. So we'll see if they keep that mentality going in against us or whether Sticky's going to try and mix it up a bit.
I mean, offloads do tend to kill us. And Parramatta's fatal flaw, we always tend to have like really sloppy like ruck defense. We're always really slow on the ruck in defense for some reason. So if they're looking to get a roll on out of half, of quick offloads and whatever, it could hurt us, but
yeah,
I'd like to think we'd adapt quick enough to not let it become a problem for too long.
Yeah, agree. It's going to be interesting. Should be a good game. All right, mate, we might leave it there for this week, and we'll come back next week. We'll check in with Big Bad Barry and see what he's up to, and we'll be back for the pit. And hopefully another victory, man.
That's it. Roll on, boys. Let's go.
That's it, man. All right, buddy. We'll chat next week and go Para.
Go Para. See you next week, man.
See you, mate.
The Para Matters Podcast. For Eels fans everywhere.